This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, which is the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. I have cited Greg L. Bonson on this show before. Here I cite him again, now within the context of a declaration he wrote for a school board. This declaration captures the true nature of education and is titled, Keeping Covenant with God in the Education of Our Children. Quote, Man was created as God's likeness and for God's glory, to study, subdue, and develop the world in which God placed him. Naturally, from the very beginning, it was a task which belonged to parents to instill this perspective in their children and help them to pursue it. Ethical rebellion against God has resulted in a curse on mankind, which is experienced not only spiritually, but also intellectually, and which introduces an unavoidable antithesis between those antagonistic to God and those who belong to the promised Savior. The task of pursuing proper knowledge of the world and developing a God-glorifying culture therein thus encounters tremendous obstacles and distortions, making it imperative that parents educate their children within the perspective and power of God's revelation and grace. The redemption which Christ has secured for us not only spiritually saves us from the wrath to come, but also delivers us from intellectual futility and foolish reasoning in our methods and learning about the world in which we presently live. End quote. Two crucial points here. One, the education duty belongs to parents, not the civil government. Two, Dr. Bonson understood that humans must be equipped with the ability to discern, and only then can they take on the culture. In digging deeper on that point, if the education culture does not honor Jesus, eventually those students grow up to create a societal culture that does not honor Jesus. That's what we have now, and that's why I, Kevin R. Novak, promote civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.